क्वेश्चन बाय पुरुषोत्तम कुमार प्रभु, कैन वन गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग क्रिश्चियनिटी इस्लाम बुद्धिज्म जैनिज्म एंड जुडाइज्म? आर दीज रिलीजन्स गिविंग ऑथराइज्ड रिलीजियस प्रैक्टिसेस? कैन वन डेवलप जेन्युइन लव फॉर गॉड बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग दीज रिलीजन्स? इफ यस, देन व्हाट इज द डेस्टिनेशन ऑफ दोज हु आर सिंसियरली प्रैक्टिसिंग दीज रिलीजन्स? डू दे गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड? आंसर: Going back to Godhead is not a matter of religious denomination. It is about of spiritual devotion. So if one has developed a love for God, then whatever be the tradition one is practicing, one can go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question in a public radio program called The Last Cranes Show. This incident is described in Mukunda Maharaj's book, Miracle on the Second Avenue. So he was asked, Swami, do you believe that people who follow Christians, they can go back to Christianity, they can go back to God? Prabhupada said, yes, any bona fide religion. They develop love for God, they can go back to God. On the other hand, when the Christian, so this was a talk show between, it was like a discussion with a Christian and Prabhupada over there. So the Christian teacher was asked, he said, no, the path back to God is very narrow. And that is the idea of many exclusivist religions, that only our religion takes people back to God. And that is certainly not the Vedic perspective. The criteria is not love of God, is not some belonging to some religious denomination. It is developing love of God. And now the question may come, can people develop a love of God by practicing these religions? Definitely. There are many exalted saints. There is St. Francis of Assisi, that is the Teresa of Avila. So she was a nun. And there are many like this who have developed extraordinary levels of love of God. And if we read their biographies, we will see that the saintly qualities that are exalted in the Srimad Bhagavatam are seen in their lives also. Titikshava Karunika Suruda Sarvadehina Maja Chatrava Santa Sadhava Sadhu Mushanaha. So tolerance, compassion, non-enviousness, all these qualities, they are there in these people, in various religious traditions. So even among Muslims, there are Sufis who are very exalted, saintly devotees. So anyone who develops love for God can go back to Godhead. So now, Christianity, Islam and Judaism, all three accept that God is the ultimate goal of life, and the way to attain that goal is by developing love for Him. So these are theistic religions, and where will one go? It depends on one's levels of practice. Generally, if we follow a bona fide representative of God, then by that, following that representative, it is God and that representative who take care of us for moving forward. How exactly one will go, where one will go, that will depend on one's consciousness and one's individual circumstances. If a person is faithfully following Christianity, Jesus may guide the person onwards and may take him to some other place where that person gets further knowledge, refines the devotion, and then the person goes back to Krishna. Or there can be purification that can happen, there can be revelation that can happen from within, and by which one can also go back to the spiritual world. Where in the spiritual world one will go, that will depend on one's original swarupa. So the broad principle is that one has to develop love for God, and how one will develop that love for God, whether it will be at the end of this life itself or after some lives, we can't say. That will depend on every soul's individual level of devotion, as well as level of past karmic entanglement and conditionings. The sure thing that we know is that if we surrender to God and try to develop love for Him by following a bona fide representative, then surely we are in safe hands. And we will be cured of our material conditions and restored back to the spiritual world. The specifics will vary. We can't know the specifics directly entirely, even for those who are following the Gaudiya Vaishnava path. That's why we can't demand to know exact specifics about other paths. Now, apart from the theistic religions, if we look at Buddhism and Jainism, these are non-theistic religions. They don't accept the existence of God. So, if those who follow these religions purely, they will become elevated from the lower modes to the mode of goodness. And historically speaking, that was the primary purpose of these religions. These are pre-theistic religions. Philosophically speaking, some of them may seem to be atheistic, in the sense that they do not accept the existence of God. But essentially speaking, their focus is not so much on the rejection of God, but as on proper living. So, Buddha himself did not speak much philosophy because he rejected the scriptures, and you cannot really speak philosophy elaborately without having a scriptural basis to it. So he said that don't bother about all this metaphysical philosophy, just learn to live properly. What is the use of talking about big philosophy if you're just still killing animals and eating their flesh? Can't we see that they are also living beings like us and they suffer? So his religion was eminently practical, and it talked about practical changes of behavior by which higher learning will come. So basically, if those who are Buddhist, and Jainism is more or less similar, it also emphasizes living which is largely in the mode of goodness. So naturally, if people come from the lower modes to goodness, that is definitely a level of advancement on the path back to God. So depending on how much goodness they have assimilated, then they will get a destination accordingly as per their level of goodness. Now if they are devoted to Buddha, within Buddhism there is a tradition of, there is almost like a personalist tradition where Buddha is considered to be God and people worship him, and people, the Buddhists, some Buddhists desire to attain his abode. So then if they develop a love for God in terms of developing devotion for Buddha, then that is a further factor in their favor, because now they are not just elevated in terms of developing a higher mode, but they have also developed a devotional aptitude and inclination. So depending on the level of goodness developed and the level of devotion developed, accordingly their advancement will be determined. So if anybody follows a path that is given by God or by the arrangement of God, and if one is elevated by that path, then one will be elevated by that path. So basically, rather than talking about religious dominations, we need to look at the conceptual understanding and the behavior. So there is doxy and praxy. Doxy means beliefs and praxy means practices. So by understanding people's beliefs and looking at their practices, then we can understand what will be their destination. So in each chapter of the Bhagavad Gita essentially talks about three kinds of faith. So that chapter can be used as a reference to understand these religions and their destinations. I have also given a series of lectures on Krishna consciousness, world religions, and those interested in this can hear these lectures more to understand these religions in greater depth. But the broad principle is, if we develop love of God, we go back to God. If we develop the mode of goodness, we become elevated. Thank you.